Sawal kiye ja. This is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid with a brand new host. No, I'm just kidding. It's your host Vidya with a really bad voice because of a really, really bad cold. So please excuse me if I hack my way through the show. As usual, we have three rounds, three categories of 10 questions each. Our kids in the studio are old hands at this, so I won't even repeat the rules. And of course, for the kids listening at home, I will have a listener question at the end of each round. So do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. Our call-in number, as always, is 510-770-1550. This is your chance to write it down so you can be quick to call in. 510-770-1550. I also want to mention that we have two new sponsors for our prizes for the kids. Our first sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA. Sanjeev Gupta CPA is a well-known CPA firm in the Bay Area handling accounting, payroll, corporate, LLC, partnership, tax preparation and individual tax preparation. They have offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale and Pleasanton, so that makes them really convenient for you to get in touch with them. You can get in touch with them at 510-825-7563 or visit www.sanjeevcpa.com. That's SanjeevCPA.com. And if you mention the Safari Quiz Show, you get a 10% discount on your fees. So this is the best way to get in touch with them. Call them and let them know that you heard about them on the Safari Quiz Show. Prices for the Safari Quiz Show are also sponsored by Smile Zone Family Dental, a complete dentistry practice located conveniently in the Ardenwood area of Fremont. It's really close to the highway, so even if you don't live in Ardenwood proper, it's very easy to get to them. Smile Zone Family Dental has a primary dentist, Dr. Milu, who has over 10 years experience and is great with kids. Their office is wonderful, very child-friendly, so they do a great job of calming the kids down and making them not be scared of dentistry. Of course, it's a full family dentistry practice, general, pediatric and cosmetic. They accept a variety of insurance and give discount to cash patients. They're also open on Saturdays, so you can get in touch with them at 510-505-0123 or visit smilezonefamilydental.com. Thanks to Sanjeev Gupta and Dr. Milu of Smile Zone Family Dental, we've been able to increase the prizes for the kids in the studio. So the kids today are going to be really happy because now the winners are going to get $40 in gift cards and the runners-up get $15 each. So that's fantastic. There's a real incentive to win today. So let's meet our contestants in the studio today. Our first contestant is Harshal. Welcome back to the show.
Hi.
So tell me what you've been doing. So last time you were here, you were probably in 5th grade going on 6th, right?
Yeah.
Now you're in 6th grade. How does 6th grade feel? Lots more work?
Easier than 5th grade.
Easier than 5th grade? Your teachers are doing something wrong. More projects?
No, we haven't actually had that many yet.
Yeah? This is Warwick Elementary. Warwick teachers, if you're listening to Harshal doing the show, he needs more work. So now that you have more time, what do you do with all that free time?
I read books and go outside and, like, you know, play.
Okay, cool. So you have a good group of friends in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
And one of those friends is our next contestant, whose name is Arnav. Welcome back to the show, Arnav.
Hello.
Yes, closer to the mic. So, Arnav, what about you? You also feel finding 6th grade a breeze?
Yes.
All right. So, kids, you know what to do if you need to go to 6th grade? Go to Warwick Elementary. Because I'm not getting that sense in my daughter's school. So, Arnav, what about you? What are you doing with your free time?
Not that much. I just go outside, play basketball, and play video games.
Play video games? Any new video games you have started recently?
No.
So what's your favorite?
Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Oh, so what on what device is it on?
Wii.
Oh, on the Wii. Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Interjection,
there you go.
PS3 is better.
That's Harshal saying PS3 is better.
PS4.
So someday we are going to have a girls versus boys category, and I'm guessing that the boys are going to say video games is their category of choice, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. So let's meet our third contestant, Abhishek. Welcome back to the show, Abhishek.
Hello.
So Abhishek, what about you? You're also playing with friends, video games, that's your interest, or do you have any other extracurriculars that you have fun with?
I go to guitar, and I play the guitar. I play basketball, and I go to chess class.
Oh, so that's a lot of stuff. So how is chess class?
It's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you winning tournaments?
Yeah, I just won one last week.
Awesome! So let's see if chess gives Abhishek an advantage in today's quiz categories. Our categories are environment and energy, 6th grade math vocabulary, and famous Silicon Valley company. So ready to start the first one? Hands on buzzers. Oh, and I forgot to mention, my lovely assistant Lori is here in the studio today to help me with giving points out to the kids. So, kids, if you have a problem with the points, she's the one to catch. All right. Environment and energy. First question, remember, the person who buzzes first and answers correctly gets 10, everybody else gets 5, and minus 5 for wrong answers. Question number 1. The 3 R's of good waste management are reduce, reuse, and
recycle.
Recycle is right. 10 points to Arnav.
Oh, what?
Whoops. Question number 2. Coal and oil are this kind of fuel.
Natural resource. Fuel.
No, that is not correct.
No.
Minus 5 for Harshal. Keep track of that, Lori. Question passes to Arnav.
Thanks.
This kind of fuel. Abhishek, you wanna?
Yes. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, coal and oil are this kind of fuel. What are they commonly called?
Gas?
No, minus 5 for him too. It's fossil fuels. Fossil fuels. Question number 3. When chemicals from pollution mix with the water in the air, we get this kind of rain.
Acid rain.
Acid rain. 10 points to Arnav. Meanwhile, the other two have minus 5, so you better start getting buzzing in and getting your answers. Question number 4. Name one alternative source of energy that doesn't come from coal or oil.
Solar energy.
Solar energy. So he gets 5 because he owes us 5. Cool. So with that, Harshal opens his account. Question number 5. Where do we get hydroelectric power from?
Dams, like with the spinny thingy.
Elaborate. I'm going to give you a little more time. What is the source of hydroelectric power? You're correct.
Running water.
Very good. 10 points to Harshal. Question number 6. What gas do trees capture from the air?
Carbon dioxide.
10 points to Arnav. Do you want to check your buzzer? Let's do a buzzer check.
It's not working.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
That was
going to
be
mine. Not fair.
Sure you
can
were,
we,
huh?
Can we do it again? Okay. Let's try this.
He needs a new buzzer.
Right. Oh, that is so not fair. I'm sorry about that. Unfortunately, it's a little late to check that out. And that's what you get for coming late to the studio.
Oh!
Woohoo! Okay.
Do I get extra 5 points?
No. Question number 7. You know what? I'll forgive the minus 5. How about that?
Oh.
Cool. All right. Question number 7. Which country consumes the most energy in the world?
Tokyo. China. Yeah. Japan. Japan.
That would be minus 5.
What? No.
And question passes to Arnav.
Pass.
Do you want to take a guess?
No. I'm pretty good here.
You're pretty good with your points. You're playing strategically. They don't want to guess. The answer is the United States of America.
No.
Yes. Every time you're playing that video game, just remember what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're creating a world record. How much of the world's water... Okay. Question number 8. How much of the world's water is available for human consumption? I'll give you a few choices. 1%, 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 50%.
10%.
That is incorrect. Minus 5. So back to minus 5. Harshal, how much of the world's water is available for human consumption? 1, 10, 20, 30, 40 or 50%?
20.
Also wrong, minus 5.
No.
And question passes to Arna, who will strategically pass.
Pass.
And the answer is actually less than 1%.
Oh, wow.
But you didn't say that.
Yeah, 1% would have been the right answer. 1%. Isn't that an amazing statistic, Michael? There's actually only 2% of water in worldwide that's fresh water. Of that, 1% is ice. So there's just 1% available for drinking. That's amazing, isn't it? Question number 9. Which U.S. Gulf was harmed by the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in 2010?
Gulf of Mexico.
Correct. 10 points to Harshal.
Yes.
And last question in our first category. Recycling 1 ton of paper saves 17 of what?
Trees.
No. Right. So 5 for him because he was minus 5. All right. With that, we come to the end of the first round. We have 3 boys from Warwick today, 6 graders, who are doing quite well and playing quite strategically. Back up. Let's go to our listener question now. In the category environment and energy, here's our first question. Here's our listener question. The total set of greenhouse gas emissions caused by an organization, event, product, or person is called a carbon what? The amount of greenhouse gas emissions you are responsible for is called your carbon what? And the phone number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti.
Stuti, and what's your answer?
It's footprint.
Thank you, Stuti. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, my name is Vibha, and the answer is carbon print.
Thank you, Vibha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Sabina, and the answer is carbon footprint.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ria, and the carbon footprint.
Thank you, Ria. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nithi.
Nithi.
And the answer is footprint.
Thank you, Nithi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ritwik. I think the answer is carbon dioxide.
Thank you, Ritwik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krishan, and I think the answer is carbon dioxide.
Thank you, Krishan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kirtan, and the answer is carbon print.
I'm sorry, what's the answer again?
Carbon print.
Thank you, Kirtana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and I think the answer is carbon footprint.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Iknur, and the answer is carbon footprint.
Thank you, Iknur. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Shreya, and the answer is footprint.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is carbon dioxide.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is carbon footprint.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
My name is Buckley, and the answer is carbon dioxide.
Thank you. Let's go to our next caller. Oh, we're done. Okay. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. All right. So we'll go on a break, and when we come back, Abhishek will pick out the winner from all the correct answers. I'm going to announce the correct answer after the break, and we'll see how the kids in the studio are doing in terms of points. This is your host Vidya saying Jieja,
Sawal Kieja.
Kid offers pre.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja,
Sawal Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show, brought to you by the amazing preschool and after school program Safari Kid Inc. Our contact email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's safariquizshow@gmail.com. Call-in number at the studio for all listener questions is 510-770-1550. Prizes for the listeners and the studio contestants today have been sponsored by SanjeevCPA.com, Sanjeev, S-A-N-J-I-V, CPA.com, and SmileZoneFamilyDental.com. SmileZone Family Dental, located in a convenient area in Ardenwood. So our first category was environment and energy, and our listener question was, the total set of greenhouse gas emissions caused by an organization, event, product, or person is called a carbon what? The answer was carbon footprint. Footprint or carbon footprint were acceptable answers. Print was not. Carbon dioxide was not. From all the correct answers, Abhishek has picked the winner, and he's going to announce it now.
The winner of the listener question is Shivam.
Shivam, congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Remember, if you want to participate in the show, that's also the email to reach us at. Just write to us saying, giving us your grade and your interests, and just tell us that you'd like to participate, and we'll definitely find a spot for you in the upcoming shows. Okay, with that, let's go and see how the kids in the studio are doing. We have three friends, so this is a very competitive room here right now. Let's go to Harshal and see how many points he has.
Oh, I have like 15.
Harshal has 15. Arnav has
30.
Arnav has 30, and Abhishek has
5.
Abhishek has 5. It's still very early. We have 20 more questions in two categories. And boys, are you ready to start our second category, 6th grade math vocab?
Yes.
Okay, let's do a quick buzzer check. We don't want a problem like last time.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah, go ahead, Harshal. Buzzer check. Yep. Yep, everybody's buzzer is working, and it looks like we need to maybe buy another buzzer. Well, 6th grade math vocabulary. Ready with the first question?
Yes.
Yes.
Question number 1 in this category. The sum of all sides of a rectangle. That would be you, Abhishek.
The sum of all sides. Perimeter.
That's correct. Use good use of your 5 seconds, 10 points to Abhishek. Question number 2. The amount of space occupied by a three-dimensional object.
Volume.
Volume is right. 10 points to Arnav. Question number 3. When you say 2 to the power 5, what is 5?
Exponent.
Exponent. Very good. 10 points to Abhishek. Question number 4. What do you call a number used to represent a part of a whole?
Fraction.
Fraction is right. 10 points to Abhishek, who's making up for his malfunctioning buzzer really quickly. Question number 5. What is the top half of a fraction known as?
Numerator.
Numerator. 10 points to Abhishek. You want to do a buzzer check?
Yeah, sure.
Do it. It's working. It's just faster. All right. Question number 6. What do you call a fraction where the numerator is bigger than the denominator?
Improper fraction.
That is correct. Good job, Arnav. 10 points. Beat Abhishek to the buzzer there.
Yes.
Question number 7. What do you call a ratio that compares a number to 100?
Oh, can you repeat the question?
Too late. Minus 5. What do you call a ratio that compares a number to 100? Question passes to you, Harshal.
A percent.
Percent. Very good. 5 points to Harshal.
Yes.
Question number 8. The distance... 5 points.
Take it back.
Ready for the next question?
Okay. Well, then I can still get...
Question number 8. The distance from the center of a circle to any point on its circumference is called...
Diameter?
That is incorrect. Question passes to Harshal.
Radius.
Radius. 5 points to Harshal. All right. Question number 9. What do you call an integer that has no factors except itself and 1?
Prime number.
Prime number. 10 points to Abhishek. And the last question in our 6th grade math vocabulary, which everybody seems to know really well here, which means the teachers are doing something right. What is the answer to a division problem called?
Quotient.
Quotient.
No.
10 yes. points to Arnav. All right. Boys, I'm now going to ask a listener question. I know you'll know the answer to this, but I want you to be very, very quiet so our listeners can guess. Listeners, our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. 6th grade math vocabulary. Our listener question is, what is the unit for measuring angles? Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. The answer is degrees.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha.
And Akansha,
and
what's the answer?
The answer is degrees.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi. Oops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ritvik, and I think the answer is degrees.
Ritvik, what's your last name?
Shetty.
Shetty, okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, yeah. The answer is degrees.
And who's this?
My name is Kunj.
Kunj. K-U-N-J?
K-U-N-S-H.
N-S-H. Kunj. Oh, okay. Lovely. New caller. Yes, welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Okay, let's go on.
Hi, my name is Rosh.
Oh, hi, Roshni. And what's your answer?
My name is Roshni, and the answer is degrees.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and I think the answer is degrees.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is degree.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vibha and the answer is degree.
Is that Vibha?
Yes.
Alright, thank you, Vibha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krishan and I think the answer is degree.
Thank you, Krishan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Bubbly.
Bubbly? Yes, what's your answer? Bubbly, I really... Oh, say it again.
Degrees.
Okay. Thank you, Bubbly. And that was a really bad connection, but somehow we got the answer out there. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is degree.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kirtana and the answer is degree.
Thank you, Kirtana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam and the answer is degree.
Thank you, Shivam, and congrats on winning the first round. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anju and the answer is degree.
Tell me your name again.
The answer is degree and my name is Anjali.
Anjali, another new caller. Thank you for calling. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Archana and the answer is degree.
Is that Archana?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Archana. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Kush and the answer is degree.
Is that Kush?
Yeah.
Thank you, Kush.
And the answer is degree.
All right, thank you, Kush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Avnur and the answer is degree.
And that's Avnur. Thank you, Avnur.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? Yes?
My name is Savi and the answer is radiant.
And what's your name again, sweetie?
Savi.
Savi. Okay, got it. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush and the answer is degree.
Is that Ayush?
Yes.
Thank you, Ayush. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Tanvi and the answer is degree.
Tanvi. Thank you, Tanvi. And Michael, okay. Maybe... No, tell me your name.
T-A-N-M-A-Y.
Tanmay, got it. All right, let's take two more calls. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arnav and the answer is degrees.
Yeah, there's another Arnav, all right. Thank you, Arnav. Hi, you're on the air. Can't hear you. Sorry. Try calling back. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Tejas. How much degrees is it?
Is that Tejas?
Yeah.
Thank you, Tejas. New caller again. I'm glad we're extending our calling time a little bit today because I just wanted to see how many people were calling in. Let's take it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Roop.
Roop? Okay.
And this is the answer is degree.
Thank you, Roop. And absolutely last caller because we're running out of time. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. Perfect. Perfect time to take a break. When we come back, we'll see how the kids in the studio are doing and who won our second listener challenge. We accepted a lot more questions this time because we had a little extra time. And let's see who wins. Jieja.
Sawal kiye ja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye ja.
Sawal kiye ja.
This is your host Vidya welcoming you back to the Safari Quiz Show. We have six graders from Warwick Elementary here today in the studio. They are friends and fierce competitors and doing really well. But before we see what their scores are, let's see who won our second listener question. Our question was, what is a unit for measuring angles? The topic was 6th grade math vocabulary. And Arnav has picked the winner and will announce it.
And the winner of the listener question is Avnur.
Avnur. Congratulations. Our email address is safariquizshow@gmail.com. As I can see today, we tried to see how many listeners we could get in our time period, and we had a number of listeners. So if any of you is interested in participating on the show, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. We'll work around your schedule to see, pick a Saturday that's convenient to you. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Just tell us what your age and grade and name is, and we will make it a point to schedule you at a good convenient time. All right, so that was Avnur. Avnur, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com with all your information and we'll get your prize across to you as soon as we can. And let's see how the kids in the studio are doing at the end of two rounds. Harshal, how many points do you have?
25.
Harshal has 25. What about you, Arnav?
60.
Is that 60 or 50? Where's the bottom? Oh, there it is. Okay, Arnav has 60 points. And Abhishek, how many points do you have?
45.
45. So this is still anybody's game as we launch into our third category, which is famous Silicon Valley companies. Buzzer check before we start.
Mine works.
Yep, they're all working. No excuses for not doing well.
Abby.
Arnav.
First question in our category, famous Silicon Valley companies. Company famous for its like button.
Facebook.
Facebook. 10 points to Arnav. Question number two. Company famous for iTunes.
Apple.
Apple is right. Abhishek gets 10 points. Question number three. Company based in San Francisco that allows...
Cisco.
That was a random guess and wrong. Minus five from Harshal.
What's the question?
That allows people to communicate in 140 characters. Company based in San Francisco that allows people to communicate in 140 characters and 140 characters only. Rather... the maximum of 140 characters. Its logo is a little bluebird.
Twitter?
Twitter is right.
Wait,
10 points.
He got it wrong, so wouldn't it be like...
Yeah.
Five for me.
Yeah, so I would get it.
That is true. But did you know the answer?
Yes. But how would he get
Twitter?
Actually, if he buzzes in early and I haven't asked the question yet, the question is open to buzzer again.
Oh, you can have this.
Really? Yes. Because I didn't even ask the question. He buzzed in before I asked the question. Okay, never mind. You're leading. You're fine. Question number four. You still have seven questions left. Company that changes its logo above the search bar to commemorate...
Google.
Google is right. Events. These changes are called doodles. Question number five. Search engine and email provider with an exclamation point after its name.
Yahoo.
Yahoo is right. 10 points to Arnav, who is making up just fine. Question number six. Company that created an online auction site for buyers and sellers.
eBay.
eBay is right. 10 points to Abhishek. Ooh, this is a close game. Where are we? Question number seven. Four more questions. And nobody give out your points before we come back from the break, okay? I know how excited you guys get. Question number seven. Company whose name means a person who can predict the future.
Fortune teller?
No, that is not correct. Question passes to Harshal.
Oracle.
Oracle is right. 5 points to Harshal. Question number eight. Question number eight. Company that revolutionized the movie rental business by mailing DVDs home.
Netflix.
Netflix is right. 10 points to Abhishek. Question number nine. E-commerce business that allows online music transfers that was taken over by eBay. E-commerce business that allows online money transfers taken over by eBay. Yes, Lori was right that this is a question everybody would get stuck on, and predictably you have got stuck on it.
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, yeah. E-commerce business that allows online money transfers was taken over by eBay. Yeah, no, you can't answer the question, Lori. think.
Is this an obvious one?
May not be. I mean, it's a very popular company, but you kids may not have used it or been exposed to it, so it is a little tough. I agree. This is the toughest question of the entire thing.
It has something to do with music?
Money transfers.
Oh, money.
Money transfers. It's an easy way to pay. Ah, I almost gave away the name. It's PayPal. PayPal.
Oh.
Question number 10 and our last question. Video sharing website used a lot for wearing funny cat videos.
YouTube.
YouTube is right. Good job, Harshal. That's 10 points. And while the kids are counting, let me ask the listener question. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. This time, I will only take 10 questions because we don't have more time than that. And our third listener question is, in the famous Silicon Valley companies category, Fremont-based car company making electric cars. Fremont-based car company making electric cars. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash and the answer is Tesla.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is Tesla.
The answer is?
Tesla.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti.
Hi, Stuti, and what's your answer?
And the answer is Tesla.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Bhadresh, and the answer is Tesla.
Is that Bhadresh?
Yes.
Wonderful name, and welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Aditya, and I think it's Tesla.
Thank you, Aditya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Tesla.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and I think the answer is Tesla.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ritvik, and I know the answer. I think the answer is Tesla.
Thank you, Ritvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krishan, and I think the answer is Tesla.
Thank you, Tesla. Krishan. And our last caller for this listener question. Hi, you're
Hello.
On the air. Yes.
Hello, my name is Soham. And the answer is Tesla.
Thank you, Soham. And I know there are many other people waiting to call, but we are coming to the end of the show. So we are stopping at 10 questions this time. And when we come back from a break, Harshal will pick out the winner and we'll find out who won our contest for today. Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja.
Looking for an after-school program for your child where they can get...
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya, with three rowdy boys from Warwick Elementary in my studio. And we are so relieved that we are coming to the end of today's show. No, I'm not. I would love to keep asking questions if you had time. So, before we see who is our studio winner, let's see who won our last listener question. And the question was, Fremont-based car company making electric cars... The answer, of course, was Tesla. And Harshal will announce the winner of that listener question.
The winner of the listener question was Madhav.
Madhav!
Woo, bravo!
Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. So our three winners for today were Shivam, Avnur and Madhav. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Also, if you want to participate on the show, we'd love to have you. So do write to us at the same email address, safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, let's see how the kids in the studio did. Harshal, how many points did you have?
Oh, I had, all my coins seem to have disappeared. 35.
Harshal had 35 points. Arnav has?
Skip to Abhishek and I'll come back later.
Oh, okay. Abhishek, how many points do you have? Did
I
you
would
have?
Like Arnav to go first because he was before me.
Flip a coin. No, Arnav, go first.
Okay, I got 90.
Arnav got 90 points. And was Abhishek able to beat him? Let's see. Abhishek, how many points do you have?
75.
Ooh. Abhishek had 75. So our winner today is Arnav. All right.
I should be
so talking. Arnav gets the princely sum of $40 thanks to our two sponsors, SanjeevCPA.com and Smile Zone Family Dental. We are really grateful to them. And with that, we come to the end of today's show. The show was produced by Michael and Anu and Lori today. And the theme song was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja.
तड़पत हूँ दिन रैन सावरिया
भरे तोरे ना।